Hello, a will tussa a giri nismo how to gael idle hail. Well, ta dan ursa going deep.
Yes, Tom with Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelga, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tour Talk Yuck Star Bud Kraila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Geistiocla How to Gael, an Acast production.
Father of Arashkidi, How to Gael, Lumsa Dern, Hot Seat and Tathansha, Agus
Le. Louisa Nacolat.
Agus Shiva Nacolay. Ah!
Anya. Tommy Glairs Naganzahe,
Givrig.
Yeah. Kashefa Wurta. Yeah.
It's Bralam. Tom would kind of like colour coordinated come on, like Kasula Bana Hyul. Is this like the comeback of Girls Aloud or are we Tosni Rodnua?
We're syncing our wardrobes and our periods.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, Darren, are you not synced with the moon?
I'm a
pack of witches.
Yeah, I'm actually fully synced. My cycle's now fully synced with the moon. We'll do another podcast on that. It's a bit TMI.
Look, if it was going to happen to any of us, it would be Darren.
Fully Darren.
I was actually reading about it that they used to consider that to be a sign that you were a witch, and they used to punish women who had their periods synced with the moon. So
witchy vibe.
Yeah. To be honest, you give the biggest witchy vibes, though.
Do you think so? Yeah.
That's a huge compliment.
Oh, sorry. Absolutely, Jarfolk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, if you mess with me, I don't know if you'd be into this, but sometimes new of Leon, because I usually do this every year, Gormalabraha. I allow myself one indulgence a year where I like get my cards read or go and I don't know, get a soul reading and stuff like that. I usually do it on my birthday, so I'm like New Year, whatever. But I was like, would you be interested in doing something like that for the new year?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes. And okay. Actually, air the wool. I rinna my sound bath. Where am I not?
Sorry,
rinna
my sound bath.
So rinna my and very trippy. Very, very trippy. And you know, like Visha deadly hat and chick gamor lin on vertigo and Michelle Gascale, yes. And we loved it. It's almost like it's not as obviously physical as a massage, but yes. I came out with the same kind of relief feeling after it. But you know what was the maddest thing ever? So she said to us, her name's Rochelle, she's amazing.
She's based
in Clontarf. Yes. But she told us, she was like, you mightn't be able to feel the full use of your limbs during it, or you might feel some like hands on your shoulders or something during it, which I didn't really feel. But afterwards, and now I was completely relaxed lying down for it, but then afterwards my shoulders, like where my neck meets my shoulders, was really 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 sore. And I was like, I've had this pain before. I had the pain before when I literally had my friend up on my shoulders at her wedding during the summer. But I was like, something weighed heavily on me during that session that it gave me a pain in my shoulders.
Wow.
I wasn't tense. Yeah. So it was something else. I don't know. Care to be own.
Did she do a bit clear of your chakras?
She ran through our chakras and she told us what each of the different Tibetan bowls would clear for us. And I just loved every part of it. Every bit of it.
Yeah. No, she's great. I've gone to her now a couple of times. But the first time that I went, she was saying to me for ages, you know, give me different signs of like your body's clearing yourself, your energy. And the first time I went, she was like, oh, you really needed that clear, because I suppose I, you know, loads of stress and all the rest. And in the middle of the night, that night, I got up, like I felt fine, went to bed that night, I got up and like violently got sick everywhere. And then she texted me the next day. She's such a dope, like she'd always like texting you and like checking in, seeing how you're doing. And I told her what happened. And like, by the way, when I left, I was like, I felt like I was drunk, because like everything was so loose, my jaw and everything. I was like, what is going on? Then actually what happened was I met Louise for a pint after.
I did all of the damage.
But she did say, she's like, don't drink any alcohol. And then I texted her then, and like, we didn't go mad that night. Like, we had like two or three drinks. That was it. And then I texted her and she was saying that, like, oh, did you drink alcohol? And I was like, yeah. And she said, oh, sometimes, you know, it's getting rid of the toxins in your body, like clearing out all the bad energy and stuff like that. And so I actually kind of believed it, because I just got up in the middle of the night, like,
purged.
Oh my God, projectile, got sick, and then went back to sleep, no bother. But like, I actually do think it was just my body getting rid
Calm
of all
with
the
sound bath at the end of Lacayla.
Yeah,
I actually asked Rochelle because I went in with her to her again. I've been into her a couple of times. It was dear matter her, and she was like, "Oh yeah, I would." And she's always keeping an eye on our little.
Oh, like shout out Rochelle.
Yeah, Roche Sound Healing is her on her Instagram. Roche Sound Healing.
Yeah, she's great. Highly recommend. Now that actually I have to say
Erin Notation.
This leads us beautifully, and this was not pre-planned, but my topic Dantachtansha is notions. And let me tell you, my God, we're obviously full of it here, lads, the notions.
August, on our how to have notions or how to
how to deal with notions. The reason why I said it is like I would often catch myself now and I'd be like, oh, this is kind of a notiony thing to do. And I suppose like maybe in Dublin it's not so much like, you know, you kind of get away with it a bit more, but like say when I was living in Galway or like, you know, living in Clare and stuff, you'd kind of be caught on the note, like you'd be caught out a bit more, like you know, like people would be saying, Jesus, you know, that is hype.
But a notion is so subjective, right? So I mean, like what I think a notion is, someone else might just think is normal life, or what I think a notion is, someone else might be traumatized by, you know. So like
a notion is in the eye of the beholder.
It's like Spotify Wrapped, gals. It is subjective, you know.
Subjective. So okay, right, what is notions? Shiva, you tell me first what you think notions is.
Okay, so I think a notion is a frivolous ideal that you are inclined to that other people tend to judge your morality based on.
Lots of big words.
She didn't even open a dictionary for that. Fair play to you.
I was really thinking about this. I was like, what is a notion?
Because simply though, in simple terms, are you trying to just say it's something that is you living beyond your means when you do it or buy it or live it or purchase it? No?
Well, is that your definition? You tell us your definition then.
I've never thought about what a definition of notions is.
Well, like what you just translated mine into.
But that's what I'm wondering, if that's what you think. I want to know what you
We'll find out as we go on. What do you think, Louise?
Notions are.
Yeah.
I think it's a really Irish coined phrase that has come to prevalence because of social media and maybe like people, obviously we, a lot of our life is online these days and people are like, God, you're one of some notions. Something to do with where you are, places you go, things you do, things you buy, clothes you wear. Is it something to do with like your social ranking? Some people, I think, I think it's really subjective.
Well, I was going to say, I think maybe going back away as well, like in terms of class and things like that. Do you know, like that would have been a real thing maybe when Ireland was a lot poorer and there wasn't really such a prominent middle class. You know, we were all mostly working class, or, you know, the way the economy was, people were living a lot more hand to mouth and stuff like that. And then, you know, people would get notions above their station.
Yes.
And that'd be a real thing. And also, like, even in work situations and stuff like that, you can kind of see people, you know, they'd be like, notions above their station.
And I think that's kind of a begrudging statement. It's very loaded. Like, she has notions. It's very jolting.
Oh, it is, definitely. We'll talk about that. But also, then, sometimes it's just so valid. Like, some people are such fucking doses and you're like, oh, they've awful notions about themselves, like, God, will you, like, where do you think you're going? Like,
so what do you think a notion is?
I think it's a really wide net that you can cast, and it's a really good way to just explain away to something you don't like about somebody, whether it's you know, frivolity, is that it? Or being frivolous, or if it's, you know, snobbery, or if it's just being really uptight, or there's loads of different things, and it's it depends on the context. We're going to explore them all this
week. Let's explore the notions. Yeah. Let's do it.
Can I ask you though? Do you think that, like, notions, is it a positive or a negative word?
I think there's good and bad. I think there's good and bad to be taken from it, and I think we go. But I will say, we're nothing if not self aware. Okay, and I will say the three of us are rotten with notions. In different ways.
Can I just say, first of all, I do not think that notions is a negative thing. I don't find it an insult. If someone tells me, oh, she's full of notions, I want to be her friend. Like, I love that.
But
you'd have the most notions of the three of us.
Oh, it's getting
you absolutely
now.
Do. Like, the Delph, the sound bath.
Okay,
100%. Like,
you're
the notion queen.
Well, let's dig deep. Let's dive deep. Come on.
Let's do it.
Bring us on this journey.
Yeah, I was actually, because well, we'll see as we go on. But in fairness, I would actually counter that by saying, Shiva, you're probably the one with the least amount of notions. You're kind of the least amount
and
of notions.
And I aspire to have notions. I only wish I could be notiony. And I'm okay. just, I'm a bit too fucking simple.
Don't worry, girl. I'll teach you. I'll
you figure it out. Yeah. I thought Darren was going to come for me big time with notions. But I'm
oh, don't worry.
Suspect.
I am. We haven't started yet.
I was like, I'm escaping book. Really well here.
So, well, my first question was going to be, do you have notions? So I will start this off by saying, yes, I do have notions and I am happy to admit it.
Okay? Hi, I'm Darren and I'm a notionaholic.
Yes. And I'm getting new ones every
day. This is like NA, Notions yes. Anonymous.
Yes, exactly. We're not anonymous at all.
Also, notions go come on, like Kate von Gates. Sure, listen, like I could justify 2 blow dries a week if I could get away with it.
Sorry,
like,
actually,
I'm gonna just come straight out.
Yeah,
it's
sorry.
Bralham.
When we found out about that, that was hilarious.
Yeah. I'm going to the Greig Reeve too faint.
No, I never wash myself. I have people employed to do a souvenir work. No, like one of life's little luxuries for me is a blow dry, and I have no shame in saying it. Yeah, I would get a blow dry a week. And I justify it very happily. I'd last in my hair. I'm not even going to explain it, but like,
don't defend it.
Yeah,
don't.
I love
you,
it.
Girl,
to me,
that notion.
Instead of having your little flat white and protein ball every day or whatever brings you a little bit of solace, a blow dry a week keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have any dependence. Yeah. Don't be apologizing.
And
for
can
it.
I also say, like, in this industry, like, I actually think that I should be financially compensated every time I wash my hair because I have to do it so fucking much. So yeah. I think more fucking power to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I will say, then quit this mo, it's the number. Like, I don't just be getting blow dries to go to the gym or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
I'll generally be going somewhere, but I am like, it's way quicker than I do it myself. Yeah. It turns out way nicer. And then I'm regular doll. And when your crown is right, girls, you can. You can conquer the day.
That's it.
You know.
And actually, speaking of that, Shiva, your hair looks very shiny today.
Yeah. Oh, come on. It's for me shampoo Nua. It's L'Oreal. I don't know, Dermacarlum, before she posted an Uri, and I was saying her hair looked amazing, and she said, try this new shampoo. So Dorothy May, and it's a big huge fuck off bottle of L'Oreal, and Lacuna Day, it'll do me up until my wedding next year. But to me, yeah. And I've started using a load of heat protector because her hairdresser was like, your hair is like Brisha, you know?
Okay. Tell us now, will the wedding be full of notions?
Absolutely.
There'll be a couple of notions. There will. Ah, yeah. Well, you can't have a wedding without notions.
No,
you
here
can't.
You're talking to your soul sister. Like, that is the more
enough,
power.
Fair enough. Yeah. So, Gourmogus.
And we'll know. So, we've all got notions.
Oh, yeah. No,
we all have notions.
Yeah.
We all have notions. We're going to get into it. But would you. Oh, sorry, Shiva. Yes. So you will admit that you have some notions.
I do. And my biggest notion is oat milk.
Okay.
Yeah, and like, fair enough. Like, maybe that's not a major notion, but once me and Cahal went on a like road trip around Ireland, and like a lot of the rural cafes wouldn't have oat milk, so we would bring our own carton of oat milk so they could make us oat milk glasses.
As my uncle says,
sorry,
to this,
that
I think
is
it's great.
Very notion.
That like that's probably my biggest notion.
How do you milk an oat?
Go on.
I'm asking you. This is actually, I'm not even joking. I can't remember.
Is there a punchline?
No, that's literally it. I just remember being like, who was it? Someone was asking. We were down in Kerry anyway, and someone was like, do you have oat milk? And my uncle was like, sure, how would you milk a fucking oat? And I was like, fair point. So don't come for the rural cafes.
No, sorry. I love rural cafes. And I love... I love travelling around the country, but like, even though like I do loads of like Tay and Martin from the Gael took the like Lillian and Tauric, and like as a vegetarian it actually gets very tough of like all I eat are like
it's starting to sound
pastas.
Very notiony.
Sorry, I'm bashing rural areas. I absolutely I love rural areas. Okay
we're moving on. Right, do you use notions as an insult, being like, oh, they have awful notions, or that's, you know what?
I don't think it's a phrase I use that often, to be honest. Maybe I do, but I don't. I would sometimes, depending on how it's used, I can see how it could be taken up as an insult, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't mind being called someone with notions, but if it said like, God, she has awful notions, she has serious notions, yeah. I'm like, is that a projection of the person saying it?
But on their caution. Like on their hush and fui gonna.
No, neither would I mean.
Yeah, okay. I think it's like you can say, oh, she's awful notions, and that's one thing. But I think
I'm sure
I'm
say Roy take on the actually.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna say I've never said it, but I'm sure I have, but I don't know. I think it can be Javesa.
Well, when you say, what I was gonna say was, if when you say then you turn it to being like, oh God, she's awful notions about herself. Yeah. Like, you know, that's very like She thinks
highly of herself.
She thinks highly of herself where it's not deserved.
Yeah.
Or, do you know, like, that's a real... Yeah. That's very, like...
But even thought, like, structure and abrachin kodjultuch. Awful notions.
Notions, yeah.
Like, just... it seems Maslach.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
yeah,
it does.
The Maslach. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Like, nee really usoid him on fuckle shin on a quid, but like, I'd almost say it playfully to someone. Like, if someone says, like,
fully, yes.
Like, oh, I can I have that with the sauce on the side? Something like that. Yeah, I'd go, oh, look at you and your notions. Yeah. But like, just eggmaga, seriously.
Shin on a, shin on a, shin on a.
Yeah. But Mara Dortmay, like, if, like, literally, if someone says to me, oh, she's, like, she has awful notions, I want to meet this person. I'm attracted to this person.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I love that. I love when people have little quirks and when they're very specific. Mm. And, and like, I find that very endearing about people.
It is quite endearing. But yeah, I think it's when it's like Sean Sonarda, you know, as like kind of nose in the air, snobbery. Yeah. I think when that kind of enters into it, that's when it can be very... Dravesach and not nice. And then also I think that, like, oh, she's awful notions about herself. I think that's a really like female centric put down.
Yeah, because I was going to say it's different when you're a goosoid on Frozishin Fuith Fane. Like, you and I, I'll tell you something notionally, Darren and I have done regularly enough.
Oh,
we'd be like, and I know we'd have said, geez, we've awful notions.
Yeah, we do,
but then you're like, owning it, which I think is different, and we've like, we've awful notions, let's go and have a glass of champagne in the Westbury.
I know, oh my god, we're talking about living beyond our means, and it's actually my favorite thing to do.
I love it too.
We have to go and do that again soon.
Sit by the window and like look out, people watching. Glass of champagne upstairs in the Westbury. Highly recommend.
It's after a blow dry, ideally overpriced. Oh my god, we'll get blow dries, we'll do that.
But then I'm saying, we've taken ownership of the notion.
Well, I mean, it's a bit of self-awareness, and I think that, you know, the by virtue of the fact that you're kind of aware of being like, god, like, it's far from this, we were reared now that, you know, and when you're doing it, you're very conscious of like, god, like, I would not be doing this on the regular. This is a real, you know, once off.
This is a treat.
Yeah,
really, that, you know, she anology.
She and Mulligy is right.
It's just a once a month thing. It's a treat.
But it's that kind of attitude of like, another way to say it is like, who does she think she is? You know, who does she think she is doing this? And it's like, that's when it can get a little bit nasty.
Yeah. And you know, because a lot of people say that the Irish can be quite begrudging.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if I agree with that, but because so many people say it, it must be like a common sentiment across the country.
Yeah.
Do you find the Irish people a very begrudging nation?
I think that Irish people like to put you in a box, and like, they, you know, especially when you're a woman, people like to understand what you're at. So if you're you know, working in a job that people can understand, like, you know, she's a teacher, she's doing great, you know, she's a nurse or she's an accountant or she's a solicitor, and people can know what to expect and whatever. But when you're doing something that's maybe a little bit out of the ordinary, I don't know what it could be. You could be, you know, opening a cafe about your for yourself, or you could be working in media, or you could be, I don't know, starting like writing, you know, trying to become a writer. People are very kind of like, I don't really know what to make of that. And that's when the kind of begrudgery or weirdness comes in, be like, god, would she ever get a real job? Or, you know, who does she, like, does she think she's, you know, gonna
she's
be famous,
awful
or
notions about
or how much money could she really be making from that, like, you know, that kind of thing.
I think it comes back though to, there's a lot of like, oh, is it like this Catholic guilt and from being an oppressed nation, like, that we have, that we, it's a projection of that person maybe feeling negative about something in their life. So like, 100%. I think that, you know, it's like the inability to like celebrate someone else's success, maybe you have to cover it up with saying, geez, she's awful fond of herself, or they've an awful big house. Sure, what do they need a house that big for?
Oh my god,
but you know, stuff
that's the big thing. But how do they afford to heat it?
But you know,
and does it not come from Eum na Tírne Tholún? And when anyone in your village would climb the ranks, is because they had got in with the Tírne Tholún. So you'd be like, look at them now, they're you know, they're sucking up to
Cinta.
You know, the Nasasanig new payro, they, I guess, you know, raising, like, climbing the ladder by, you know, sucking up to the wrong people.
That's actually probably,
but
probably
it was as though there was this bitterness though, like, you know, in the way we spoke. So like, I don't know, Darren, I have to ask you this question, but you know, Nora Curran to Kesher then Engel again, it's like, oh, can it's thought to, and like, Nilain Garanagum is the answer, like, oh well, I've no complaints. Like, isn't that quite Dúltachmer?
Yeah.
Well, like, what's your, why would you have complaints? Why couldn't you just say, I'm great, I'm doing, you know, it's like an Irish thing, isn't it? To be like, I couldn't be complaining today.
But Dúltachmer is barely like, oh, I can't complain.
But complain, so Sin Dúltach. You know what I mean?
You're like, oh, I'm trying to, but I can't complain.
Whereas I feel if we made a comparoid, like, let's just say Muintir Mericho, who again are really different, obviously have a different star, they're like, I'm awesome. Which, you know,
so
like,
true.
When are you going to meet an Irish person who's like, I am fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm absolute, I've just had my hair blow dried. I'm going for a glass of champagne.
Without milk.
You know, like, I just think we'll rather get on in.
I think it's so true. Cool. anybody who's doing better than you is not going to be putting you down. The only ones that are
putting
you down
are people begrudging.
Right.
God. Cathy Erha, Silcha Gemefa. God, begrudging. I don't know. Fioch, Shana Kalana Vahigma. What?
It's what it could be like a relative of aid.
Yeah, I suppose aid, but Fioch, Shana Kalana Vahigma, Hanava, her, Ban. Kirkley, Hogshi Shachter Clinna is a real tucht, and she was a very eccentric character. She had a college degree and everything, and she was fluent in French and Spanish, and a great woman for everyone always tells me. The mini skirts, she had 7 children, used to wear mini skirts and drink whiskey.
Wow,
yeah, a real feminist. Yeah, she used to have a little column in the Kerryman.
Some notions, didn't she? She?
Well, this is it, right? I'm sure in 50s, 60s Ireland, 70s Ireland, that people used to always, you know, be like, who the fuck she thinks she is wearing the mini skirt to mass and whatever. And her famous phrase used to always be, fuck the begrudgers. Fuck the begrudgers. And that was probably a very radical thing for a woman of her time to be saying, but you should always be saying to her kids and stuff, fuck the begrudgers.
Well,
you
know, don't fuck mind. Like Shiva and they should anyway. Yeah, begrudging.
Well, begrudgery na muiv a dollar. Which okay. is, it's a bit.
Muiv a dollar, yeah.
No, begrudger.
Yeah.
Oh, like begrudgers, locked druck cree. Like Neil. Druck cree, okay. Damn the begrudgers. Gehifrin le locked druck cree.
Yeah, luck, no, druckery, and those with a so bad true. Heart. Druckery, I love that.
That's actually lovely. Yeah,
druckery, bad heart. Druckery. Yeah.
God, there you, well, that says it to it in so that's many ways. The Irish language, you know, brings out the essence of it.
Sure.
Yeah, luck, druckery. Druckery.
It's Bralamation.
Yeah. God, druckery. I actually love that as well.
Yeah. Luck and druckery.
Well, a counter luck to druckery, I kind of use notions, I think, sometimes as a way to like, romanticize my life, especially, you know, when you're going through a shy time. I find notions is a good way to, you know, perk yourself up a small bit, or doing small, like finding joy in doing small things.
Yeah. Let me bring it back to the blow dry. I have never once had one that hasn't made me feel better.
I've never met a blow dry I didn't like.
Never. Well, now there has been one or two that I could might have preferred to be a bit more bansy. But you know, listen, we get over that. The feeling of someone else washing your hair.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I think it can take away a lot of. You're talking about sound baths at the start of this. A massage, would you be good for a bit of self care? Dull.
Yeah.
Like massage and everything immersion?
Well, I do the sound baths one on one, so I get a little kind of Reiki and massage
So, well, Tosay Laird, if we like really Kasula Shin, like treatments and stuff, new carriage, Kadir Katha Tosay Laird.
It could be. And my favourite thing to do to perk myself up if I'm having a shy time, I love coming into town, I go into Hodges and Figgis. I buy myself a little book and then I'll go.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Into Kyo's or somewhere like that and just have a little pint by myself, a pint of Guinness, and read my book. And I actually love doing that so much. And that, like, you know, okay, I might spend maybe, you know, all in all, 20 quid doing it and get the bus in and the bus home. But, like, I just think that's, someone else might say, like, that's really notions. But, like, oh, you know, that gives me an hour or two of pure joy. And it's just me by myself. And, yeah, things like that I think are lovely. Or if I am finding it really hard to get work done and stuff like that, like, I'll be like, right, I'll go down to the cafe now. My family always slag me about this. I'll go into the cafe and, you know, I'll have breakfast. I'll buy myself a breakfast and I'll do my work in the cafe. And just sometimes a change of scenery or whatever. And in my own head, I'm the main character doing. Yeah. But, you know, like, it's notions that are kind of helping you do your little bits.
The book and pint sounds absolutely heavenly. And Tain Rudd the V makes me of and shit. Now, I know Dorothy, Neil Aonok, Fihe Euro. But on Borsha Tha Agamson Shin, no. On Wilmwood Agnoska, like, féin chórum or self-care a notions le ruddy a cianach agus like consumerism, like cain fog and mohim would far, like why do we have to purchase something or add something new to our lives to feel better? Now you're not going out and buying something plastic or whatever, you're literally getting a layer and a pionta, like it need down down, but there is this thing of like to treat ourselves we must add something else to our collection of stuff.
It's so true. Yeah, we you must know spend money.
And
yeah,
is it a thing that like a notion then, that's so it comes back to like living beyond our means, is a notion because we're Irish and we have to justify living in a certain way and like as society deems appropriate and the things we should be doing, is a notion always something that is above our means, or you know what I mean?
I don't think my carton of oat nugs above my means. Thanks.
You know what? So, but is that a notion then? But I guess it is, like, you know, I'm saying.
But then I think
there's
like,
different
I
levels
have,
of notions.
Takara Ogham, and like, she goes nowhere without getting a taxi. She will not get public transport. She will only get a taxi. And like, I'm like, that is the biggest notion ever. And that's like, no one can afford to do that. So that's kind of living, you know, we literally, like, we literally slag her for getting taxis the whole time. So that's a notion because I find that's a little bit above your means, you know? Like, you 100%. Could. Well, not maybe above your means, but like, there are other alternatives to that.
Yeah.
So,
right, when you're nervul and tuladina and you kind of see their little quirks or their little notions, what are the ones that you see that you're like, oh, we're gonna get on, I like you know, is it
when they ask for a really when they order a drink in a funny way, if they order
I was gonna say the
or
same
if they
thing.
Order a specific glass now I wouldn't be notiony for that, we all know
Darren
you
and the Delf.
I'd be so like that, like give me a tin rim, like someone gets a glass
but
one,
I
like,
love
like,
a thin rim as well, like I actually I love all of
do you like an
L
rim? Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but just I'd be the same, but I mightn't have them in my immediate household. But I have a fondness towards thin rims.
Yes.
But like, you know, like maybe this is another notion of mine. Like I will not drink anything other than a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc.
Stop, I would only drink a French. Yes.
So when you go, like I was out recently and someone said a glass of house white, I was like, you are disgusting. That's going to be vinegar. That's going to be piss.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was. It was like a Chardonnay. Like,
exactly. No way.
So so people who order drinks, like.
By the way, I drink a fucking €5 bottle of Sauvignon Blanc, but I wouldn't go near a €15 bottle of Chardonnay. I'm like, yeah, I have my standards here. Okay.
That's but like gas. In like Dorit in The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, for my Beverly Hills or my Housewives fans, she orders a Belvedere and tonic with 3 limes carcass out.
Okay.
So the the carcass is the carcass of the lime. So you squeeze the lime in, carcass out. I've tried to order it and they're like, they look at you like you have 10 heads, but I'm going to keep going until I find a bar that will serve me.
Ordering that in Ireland is pure notions.
That is pure notions.
Yeah, Belvedere and tonic with 3 limes carcass out. Try it.
I will try. Do you know what I'm mad for? Because I read that. Sorry, I'm turning into Stanley Tucci mega fan, but he does all these little tutorials of cocktails and stuff. I got very into cocktail making during COVID. But I'm mad to get into martinis, like just
on the rocks,
dirty.
Dirty martini with some olives. Listen, I could see us up there in the Westbury now drinking a few martinis. Now they're absolutely rotten. Is the only thing like
nice at all.
But, no, they're not. But I would absolutely like. I'll plow through that.
Same.
Just to be able to drink them. And another thing that I really a controversial thing actually, my dad at the tender age of 30 caught me smoking a fag with Shiva recently and made me promise that I would never smoke fags ever again. So I haven't really smoked one since, but I don't smoke at all. But I was trying for ages to really get into it because I just think it's so chic. I'm having a fag and
that's like, an episode of Friends when they were trying to make it cool.
Yeah, I mean it's so ridiculous, like at 30 years of age that I'm
so
like,
so you like people who smoke, is that the notion that attracts you to people?
No, it's actually it's actually not even a nice thing to like smell off someone or something. I just think people look so chic, you know, when they're like,
well, look, that is
smoking fags.
Girls, it's the power of advertising.
Audrey Hepburn made that lie.
But also, every movie and TV show we watched growing up showed cool people smoking. So it's hard to get that out of our minds.
And like, you know, then in the same breath, like if you were walking down a dark alley and you saw kind of a dodgy character coming against you and they were smoking, like if they were smoking a fag, like you'd be afraid of your life. Like, you know, it's all about like, you kind of have these notions in your head, like, oh, if someone's doing it on holidays in Rome, it's the chicest thing ever. But then, like, if you're walking down a dodgy street in Dublin, you see someone with a fag, you're like, oh, jeez, that's like, so it's advertising. It's advertising.
My notions, okay,
I have none.
I'm such a humble.
Sorry, no, I'm a little dangerous.
I was gonna say on Rodismo, like, okay, I feel I've notions on the reg, like I'm a quite notiony gal, but like, oh my god, I love an absolute treat is a plate of oysters and a glass of champagne.
Oh, stop.
But I adore them. I love the taste of champagne, really nice blanc on blanc champagne. Yeah. And I love an oyster with a little bit of Tabasco. Yeah. And
I will never judge you for that.
Listen, stunning. Sometimes I eat and drink them with some Chanel sunglasses on, and sometimes I don't. Like, it's a rare occasion. Actually, I've done that just once this year. But
the thing that we're like
champagne saying, and oysters, like a boom.
But that's it. That's what makes it such a treat. Because I know that's really notions. Something that you could be doing very right. Like, you might do that once a year or twice a year and be like, feck it, she another geek.
She
must have the she.
Yeah. But very bougie.
And then what about, like, are there notions that you see in other people that you're like, I'm going to get along with you?
Oh, like, if someone was ordering champagne and oysters, I'd be like, put me at that table, stunning.
And does that happen often, Louise, does it? Yeah.
Depending where you are. Like, funnily enough, we were in Taffet Clore, the Gigi Cahir, the Tacht Macha Mi Fiara, August, Shinna Noitina Vulamari Lesh, Le on Tailach Leshna. Ushery oysters.
Yeah,
ushery. Ishligoch. And met them while filming. Really kicked it off with them. Perhaps we had similar notions. They're the Hunters from Sligo. Shout out to Glenn and Aisling. They're a lovely young couple that have an oyster farm in Sligo. And we got on so well. And we hit it off so well. And I was like, I absolutely want to be friends with people who own an oyster farm. 100%. Maybe that's notionally of me, but I was like, I want you in my life. Yeah. Let's swap numbers. August Vichy, Thank Mavanish, serving up some
gorgeous, oysters gorgeous delicious yeah. oysters. Yeah, it was fabulous.
I feel like
oyster farmers only.
But this is the thing about notions. You don't have to spend an arm and a leg either for notions. Like, Joe, these like cups and saucers being a perfect example. Like, lovely, but like, we got them in charity shop and they were tenner. Like, do you know what I mean? So it could look like,
can I ask a question as well? Definitely that. It's just come into my head there that I think might be an interesting can of flame. So you said, what kind of notiony people would you like to have in your life? Are you attracted to hanging out with? Does that say something about like the type of life you want to have or aspire to have? You know, like Nadine Amin through a crook of heartle.
No, I think attributing notions to money is a bit gauche. I don't attribute notions to wealth at all. I think that you can be really notiony with your 250 cup and saucer.
So yeah, Mar, ain't team. I think quid the notions is far lumsa nonicky knockolain for intercula harrogid. So like, I love when people are like, take your shoes off before you come into my house.
Oh, stop.
That is a notion I get behind and I support. And you know another one, and this is one that I have: do not sit on my bed in your outside clothes. You like on my sheets. My sheets are for like bedtime. They're for nighttime. They're not. You cannot come in from outside and sit on the bed in your jeans you've been wearing outside the house.
Oh my god. Okay. Now see, that's a notion.
I could get on board with that.
Yeah. No, I'd be like, that's a little bit neurotic. Now you're a bit. I'd be like that. I like that. I can get on board with the shoes thing, but the sitting on my.
I don't know if I can get on board with the shoes thing. I don't know if I came to someone's house and they made me take off my shoes.
Like, this sets off my outfit.
Well, you know, like. To walk into their living room for a few minutes, like,
I will provide you with slippers.
No, you don't provide us with slippers.
Well, like, you can put on my slippers. I'll have a spare pair of slippers. I'm not going to have like a whole room of.
Do you know what gives me the ick now? Is putting on someone else's shoe. Sorry, I have no intention of going into your. Rotten. You have carved out your toes. Have carved out your slippers.
Well, then
space.
Wear clean socks to my house, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. No.
Oh, right. I don't know, Shiva. About that,
I actually know this is going to give you the Louise, but I buy my Docs secondhand on Depop because they're cheaper and they're already broken in.
Now she has other there people's toe grooves in her Docs. How does that make you feel?
There you go.
Not great, girls. Yeah, that wouldn't make me feel great now.
No,
in the toe department. No, my toes wouldn't be comported if someone else is broken.
Tono.
It's a tono from me. Okay.
Okay, I have a little clue for you, right? So I'm going to take out the phones. Okay.
Okay.
And I want you to write down what you think yourself is the biggest notion that you have. Okay. So let me see.
My biggest notion.
What's your biggest notion? Oh. Or like that the most. Okay.
Can differ on a keen at all. Like, Luha Gunnarodi.
Yeah. So write down your own one. Okay. And you can write one or two down, because, you know, there'll be loads of different ones, probably.
Oh God, okay.
Then I want you to write down Onoshinismo Hyapatugwil Egancodelagwing. So you just one each.
Approximately 10 hours later.
Oh, it's still going to knock my shift muscle.
No, not at all. To my faith and the Colleen, they're finding it very hard to out each other with the notions. So I'm going to get the ball rolling. Okay. Shiva, have you written down the things that we might call you out on notions?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Shiva's notion is, I've noticed that sometimes she calls people babe. that is notions.
I call everyone babe.
Yeah, okay. That's notions, I think. Now.
Oh my God. Are okay on August at Dumpster Louise?
Okay, I said expensive veggie foodie shop that you would go August stuff. It's all like spenny a chenach, because it's like, oh, this is vegetarian, this is vegan.
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to buy this organic like food. 70 euro pack of oats.
Oh my God, gas. I said my vocal avoidance of fast fashion, which I don't always stick to.
Oh yeah. Okay, actually, also that
is a great one.
I stick to it like 90% of the time.
Okay, this is good to be.
I'm not as self-aware. Okay. Denimwood.
Okay,
so Dortmisha Brandy Mora.
Yeah, I actually also had that. Louise, you have a few designer gear.
Yeah, you have a few designer bits.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I did say blow dries, champagne oysters, buying bougie things.
Okay.
Nothing worse than Louise, or there's nothing funnier than Louise like running up the road to meet you really late, of course, in her little Louis Vuitton scarf. Flapping in the wind.
It was Givenchy today.
Givenchy. Oh my God.
All right. No. And then we'll do it there.
Anyway, I have another one for Louise as well.
All right,
One of my favourite things about Louise is her little stick of barley tattoo. You know, that she's like, I'm so edgy. And then...
Sorry, can I tell the story about this? And this just break my heart. I have an olive branch tattooed on my arm.
Because she's so, you know...
I'm so hipster. I got it like 10 years ago. Okay. That's actually in Ennis. A lovely artist in Ennis.
There you go. There's you're so worldly and edgy getting your tattoos in Ennis.
But I got it because I liked the idea of an olive branch, like being you extending an olive branch. So yes. I thought it was like a symbol jazz. And anyway, got it tattooed. We'll put a picture on there. It's on my routine on show. And
no free feet pics.
And Molly, my friend, actually, just about time I mentioned the Closter Girls, one of the Closter Girls' fiancés was like, is that a tattoo of a piece of wheat or barley? What is tattooed on your ankle? And I was like, it's an olive branch. But actually, Fake a Jake Sula.
Yeah, so she's open for brand collabs with Flavins any day now.
Yeah, SponCon.
Do you like your Lesha?
Love, yeah. No, okay. Actually, yeah, I'm a big Lesha gal. But the olive branch. How does that make me notion?
Sorry, I just thought that was like, when you told me that, I was funny. Nearly wet myself laughing. Yeah. And I just thought it was so funny because I can imagine Louise being like, I'm so edgy with all my tattoos. And then like someone be like, why do you have a stick of barley tattooed on your leg? And I'll be like,
can we at least get on board with the Om tattoo? Like that's quite great.
Yeah,
like,
that's so brawl. Good. Okay, actually, perfect. Neil ain't tattooing Om. Och, damar dig warm account. Capam guihin Om.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm really feeling it now. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
And so mine, what did you say for mine today?
Okay, so I think Tathu Anna Ord Nosuk led the quid Bia. So I like when I like would you ever eat like a pot noodle?
Oh, never.
Yeah, see.
And I came home the other day with a 7 euro ball of mozzarella and my mother nearly died. She's like, I can't believe you spent 7 euro on one ball of mozzarella, but it was the best fucking ball of mozzarella we've ever had at home.
And there's notions in action.
Pure fur coat, no knickers, by the way. Like I'd be spending all this money and then, you know, broke.
Third May that you were buying, you would spend money on buying spenny spiritual bits. Oh, yes. You'd be like, oh, I better sage my house with this. Yeah, yes. Crystals, yeah, like, and no hate to the crystal huns, but like, what a fucking waste of money.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, look, okay, fair enough. I'll absolutely get on board
like
with that.
A little rock that you're putting outside to charge. Love the spirituality of it, but if you're spending more than 50 euro, like, so just don't get me a rock of crystal for our Secret Santa.
Crystals are only like 2 or 3 euro in fairness.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
but I think I think you'd be like, I'm gonna get this organically harvested crystal from the Himalayas.
Yeah, ethically.
That's
ethically
like charged by the Samhain moon.
But it's still cheaper. It's still cheaper than your Givenchy scarf, Louise, I can tell you that.
There you go. Now 100%. Okay, so the ones I wrote down for myself is spending a lot of money on foodie bits. Also, I don't know if I've spoken much about this here, but it's not really a new thing. I spend a lot of money on art. I have been like spending money on big bits of art, because, well, first of all, I am an artist myself, so like to support other Irish artists, and I think it's a good way of like, I kind of have a bit of an ick, another ick that I have, that is actually so notionsy of me. I'm not a big fan of, do you know the way like people buy these like mass produced prints of something, like a lot, like you know, there's some class Irish artists that do prints and they're deadly, and you can like get really affordable stuff for your house, that's lovely, but I'm talking about like, do you know, like people go onto those sites, like is it Decino or something like that, and buy all these like art prints that have like been mass produced in China, and it's a load of shite, and they're putting them up. Like, fuck that, like spend a few bob and support an Irish artist, or it doesn't have to be Irish, like from anywhere, and put a few bob, because it's something that, you know, what is that, art decorates space and music decorates time, and I just think it's something worth spending your money on.
Do you know what, it's notion all in Ishin,
there I think the upshot of this being is, you know, there's a bit of fur coat, no knickers in this, which is these are all notions that don't really break the bank. You know, the most you're going to be dropping is maybe 100 quid on a bottle of champagne and oysters once in a blue moon, but yeah, you can live a very notion filled life on a budget.
Can I give one little bit of corla as well for a good notion to be having around this time of the year?
Okay, go on.
A stunning high thread count duvet cover. Oh my goodness. Can I just say, Black Friday sales. If you, well, now I know go on Black Friday, Imahanish, but if you're on Lina, Erlina, and
January,
you want to get,
me,
Anna, come on. If you want to do a nice gift for someone, like a very high thread count duvet cover and pillow.
There's a great Irish company, White and Green, and I've ordered bits from them, and they do like literally 70% off. Now, it is a bit spenny, like you'd be talking 150 euro for, and that's the reduced price, but it's well worth it. They wash great. They wash
very well. Yeah, they wash very well. Yeah, they wash very well. August Nurthaw, she there, Kaidan Co-Origin.
August Pichami, she had that. I know. Sorry, we're just finished.
We bring it to one level, and then Louise raises the stakes.
Oh, but I'm just going to say, gals, it's a stunning sleep experience. Highly recommend.
Okay. Tá cúpla notion again, Tágha Seach, O A Story, How to Gwail. So let's give them a listen.
Hello, Gorda, Consagliv, Barrio Shukrus, and I'm Dumsa, it's a trolley, can take Huri Dum. The Rodda Kern Astam, I guess Rodda Vasma Tobagani Notiony is, you know, good hard to, like, Savalia. I guess Fekin to Dina, no good Anna and a gooder hab, but like, you kind of do better old skull, new one Malia, and I taught you Shul in a fro, and they slow down kind of as if they're gonna stop. I guess Darren to like, hi, and then like, stop and sheared, and you're like, Connus Tatu, and they're like, Gama. But then they don't say anything else. Like, why did they slow down? I didn't need to stop and talk to you. You're not going to ask me how I am. I'm just going to feel ufasach in a shaw because Tomishigiri Korai and a black nor Nokulana Ahanagomert. Sneak her into Keshna Aram. Bear will miss yourself centered at Rosh and just. Is Tomishalan Salta just hello, Rah?
Dee, Vikalini, it's Misha Owen. August, a notion is more thagum, Palachidagum. Ach, Bader account is moon now. Good day, Ixkial, K. Nachtahani in Chilon, a Horribe. Like Captain Wilche Pilver, August Neil Megamahage, August Bisha Scanrul, Fosin, Tame, Early Hibisira. Morris Malaman Vibe.
Hi, Colini. My big notion is to call into a bookshop every now and then and to spend an outrageous amount of money on a lot of books, even though I have a massive list of books to read at home.
Talking with Letting a Notion Shinnelig.
Oh, gaff, I live. Gairmi na magwif.
Nach more heish with a horror who Letting a Notion Shinnelig.
Not more. But look, here's a challenge. We live to a commie.
Also, honest also, not willing with dinner and ainer, because that would have been awkward.
Yes.
Okay, Kalini, can they glue us in a shaft on a show? What were your favourite little words? Notion, N-O-I-S-E-A-N. Ishan Gleilger, or Notion.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so it's obviously such an Irish thing that it's even been adapted into the Irish language. My other folklore that I really like was Lucht Drochri. I think that is it to a T. Don't let the begrudgers get you down.
Cut it out the Wamo.
Fuck the begrudgers.
Woohoo!
Fuck the
begrudgers.
So nice. Okay, I'm Shakun. Ushery around now, mar Shinangailin or oyster, and I think, or oysters. Ushery, recommend them. If you're a person who says, I don't like oysters, go and try one before you say that.
Yeah. There you go.
And give them a chew. They're delish with a bit of Tabasco. Canela, Darahor. Stop. Darahor.
Of course, Louise. Of course.
How notiony is my glute? Let that be a competition. You can have the most notiony glute. Champagne lifestyle, it says on Tanglin, is because I feel like I'll going sail na fuiol.
I love that notion of being a champagne socialist. Yes. Because, do you know what? You can have both. You
so
can...
let's curse champagne, chuma.
Okay, champagne.
So, yeah. Machina Rish. So champagne, look... ushery, August Jarhori.
So, she looks champinook.
Work in progress. Let me go for her, Shane.
August, muck yow, nod cown. Oh, Jesus, it's like the princess and the pauper here. Mine's oat milk. Bon your kurka. Bon your kurka now. Taste shock at you. Cafe fuin tú agus lurug okay. Banya Kirke.
Fair play, gidi gachtana atadlar lanu into our Instagram. We're delighted with everybody getting involved in our Instagram. Actually, something exciting that we're working on for January, hopefully, on the Instagram account. So if you haven't been following, what are you doing with yourself?
Yeah.
Get yourself on Instagram.
At How to Gwail. Find Sinead. Us there.
Yeah. Louise has promised that she's going to be more involved. So
in fairness, I've logged in twice this month already, so we're going well.
Well done, Louise. Fair play to you. Okay. Right. Sinead Wenge.
Slán!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, we're Tussa, Igiri Nismo, How to Gael, Idle Hail. Well, ta Dan Ursagang Dave.
Yes, Tom Witt Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelge, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form, and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tour, Talk Yuck Star Bud Crayla.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.